Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Lamed Ches, Nida 38. On today's Daf Yomi, Shmuel introduces a position which is at odds with our nature and science today, but this is the position that Shmuel states. Shmuel states, Amar Shmuel, Ein Isha Misaberes V'yoedes Ela Masayim V'shivim V'echad Yom. Shmuel is in the position that a woman will only conceive and then give birth after 271 days from the time she was engaged in intercourse with her husband, Ola Masayim V'shivim Ushnayim Yom, or after 272 days, Ola Masayim V'shivim Ushlosha, or after 273 days, because Shmuel is going to be in the position that from the moment of the conception, there are 9 complete months. 30 times 9 is 270 days. And so therefore, Shmuel's of the position that from the moment of conception, you need 270 days. And he's of the position that the seed can take up to 3 days before it fertilizes. So therefore, there's 270 days after the conception, but the conception can happen day 1, 2, or 3. And that's how we get to 273 days. So the Gemara says, there is a practice that basically is also found amongst the pious people of the ancient world. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Chasidim Harishonim, because of they are also of the position that it takes this amount of days. Chasidim Harishonim lo yu mishamshem mitosein ela berevi b'shabbos. The most pious people of old, they would only engage in relations for the purposes of procreation. They would only try to procreate on a Wednesday, b'yom revi'i b'shabbos, which is the fourth day of the week. For the reason is shelo yavon nishosein l'dechol shabbos. They didn't want their wives to cause a desecration of Shabbos because they were of the position that a woman would give birth after 9 months, but and would not give birth prior to that. She wouldn't give birth where it's almost 9 months. And so therefore, she would only give birth after 270 days from the moment of conception. And so therefore, if they're going to engage in relations for the purpose of procreation prior to Wednesday, then it's possible that the child could be born on Shabbos, and then they will have to, under those circumstances, to desecrate the Shabbos in order to care for this woman and have her give birth. And so therefore, for this reason, these pious people of Jerusalem would only cohabitate starting from Wednesday night. And so first of all, the Beis Yosef, we should note right away, writes in Evan Ezer, already in the 16th century, and he quotes the earlier source, 100 years earlier, the Tashbates, that he says, Shebiyameinu nishtanu hativim. He says, today, are basically the women we know, that's not how their bodies work, and it's not this exact number of 270 days. And so therefore, he says, everybody today understands that the birth can be in less than 9 complete months. But still, the Gemara is of the position, what's the reasoning here? B'yom reviv is suo. It doesn't make sense. Well, if you're worried that they're going to give birth on Shabbos, well, then they should be able to cohabitate on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, because that would be, under those circumstances, if we wait 271, 272, 273 days, then it would not interact with Shabbos if we did the calculation. And so therefore, those should be permitted. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ema mi reviv ve'elach. Right. So let's read that practice that Bryce is telling us, that the pious people would only cohabitate from Wednesday onward. And that's how they would be able to cohabitate. But on the first 3 days of the week, they wouldn't do it because that might lead to a birth on Shabbos. And says Marzutra, my time, my ode chasidim arishonim. What's the reason for these ancient pious people? Where do they learn this idea that the woman gives birth after 270 days from the moment of conception? And so therefore, the baby would end up being born on Shabbos. So he says the reason is, it states with the book of Ruth, in chapter 4 of Ruth, when after Ruth conceived, it says, Vayitein Hashem la heirayon, that God caused Ruth to conceive, and the word heirayon, bigamatria masayim v'shivim v'chad havu, that the word heirayon in gematria is 271. That is what our Gemara says. How do we get that? The Nun is 50, the Yud is 10, the Hey and the Vav make 11, and the Resh is 200, and so therefore we get to 271. So the Ritva says that this is not a real support, because anyway we know that this is not applicable today. So he says that this is just a smach ba'alma. This is just like a support, a cute support from the verse. And therefore, indeed, our halacha is we don't rule like the pious people of the ancient world who were only allowed to engage in relations with their spouses from Wednesday till the end of the week. But actually, that's not the halacha. And indeed, more than that, the Maharatz Chayes already notes that the ancient world, the practice was already from the time of Ezra, that the most pious people, that they would engage on only in relations from Friday night to Friday night. They would only engage on the night of Shabbos. And so, and indeed, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that the onus Talmidei Chacham is Erev Shabbos with Erev Shabbos. And so how could these pious people nullify the Takana of Ezra? And so he says that it must be that these pious people were before the Takana of Ezra, that this preceded that Takana. But already by the time of Ezra, they must have understood that this was not the appropriate way for the people to live as a marriage. And so therefore, they established it as only on Friday night for the most pious holy Jews.